Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome back to my channel. I hope you're all having an amazing day. Now today I've got for you some more classic entitled parent stories, so sit back, relax if you can, and let's get straight into the first one. I'm sorry, but I'm not letting your child watch Netflix on my phone. So last week, I, a 15-year-old girl, had an orthodontist appointment, and I was waiting for my name to get called, so I decided to watch some Netflix whilst I was waiting. I started watching Schitt's Creek, and a few minutes later, I noticed this middle-aged lady with blonde frizzy hair just looking at me in this weird way. Sitting next to her was a boy who looked about 11 years old, and a girl who looked around 4 years old. I kinda looked up at them, but she again gave me this weird smile. Look, she should have been wearing a mask anyway, as they are required in the waiting room. Then, this lady was like, "Kids, go along and see what that girl is doing with her phone." I was really weirded out, but of course, I didn't do anything. The kids got close, like less than a foot away. Again, neither of them were wearing masks, and I was uncomfortable. So I said, "Can you please tell your kids to back off? They're way too close." Then, the kids just got closer and started staring at my phone screen. At that point, I was so annoyed, I just turned off my phone, thinking they'd go away. Nope. The mum saw, yelled, "Let my kids watch a show!" And I said no, I didn't want them to because it was my phone. She didn't like this, so she walked over to me, grabbed my phone from my hand, and started demanding the password, which of course, I didn't tell her. At that point, my name was called, and I left the waiting room to go get my braces adjusted. About 15 minutes later, the 11-year-old came and sat down on the orthodontist chair next to me. He too had braces, and he actually apologized about his mum. Honestly, I was surprised. Anyway, that's my entitled parent story. Well, you never know, maybe this was just Karen's very elaborate plan to try and get onto your account and, you know, set her own profile and just leech off you instead of buying her own Netflix account. Sounds a little bit long-winded and very improbable, but hey, everyone loves Netflix and I guess she wanted to watch something. Guys, actually, before we move on, can I ask you for some Netflix recommendations? Comment down below. I've been looking for some new stuff to watch during lockdown, and yeah, we're coming out of it now, but I still need some things to watch. So comment down below your favorite show that's on Netflix right now, and I'll give it a watch. Appreciate it. Now moving on to our second entitled parents post, The Tale of the Sushi Karen. So, this happened back in November of last year, and since I recently started teaching myself to make sushi, I remembered this story. Where I live, the lockdowns aren't very bad. Stores are open, just keep a mask on, social distance, and limited amount of people in a store at a time. All of which are things I'm very happy to do. This happened while I took a trip to the mall to find Christmas presents for my friends and family. A couple of hours into my shopping, I decided to stop by the food court and grab some late lunch. I have a gluten allergy, so I went to the small sushi bar to grab a Philadelphia roll, which is cream cheese, salmon, and avocado. Those things are the best. There was a line of about 4 people that formed to the right of the sushi bar. But since there was only one man working at the bar, it was taking a good bit of time between each order and sanitizing. I don't remember exactly how long the wait was, but it was long enough that the man who'd been in line behind me decided to go and get some other food. After a while, it was almost my time to order. The worker was finishing up the order before me, and I was so excited to get that sweet sushi that I almost didn't notice the arrival of the Karen. She had the haircut. It was brown, however, and was pushing a stroller with a small boy in it. She approached the sushi bar from the left side, even though the line was very clearly formed to the right. And I was a bit surprised, but also excited. I haven't exactly encountered a real-life Karen before this, and I wanted to see if it would play out like any of the stories I would read on here. Now that, honestly, that's kind of my opinion as well. At this point, I've read so many stories and I've listened to so many stories that I kind of want like more of my own to happen so I can tell them to you lot. Do you guys agree with this? Do you want to see a Karen in real life? Would you be excited? Let me know. The worker finished the order in front of me and barely began sanitizing the counter when Karen accosted him. "Excuse me, can I get a sushi roll? And quickly, my baby is hungry and tired." Her son was wide awake in the stroller and giggling happily at a toy he had, completely ignoring the sushi bar. The worker looked at her with a very tired expression, ignored her, and turned to me and asked me what I would like. As I ordered, the Karen started splattering in surprise. I don't know why she thought that the worker would take her order first, when I've been standing in plain view of the counter for at least half an hour by now. Luckily, that was the end of the confrontation, save for a dark glare in my direction from the Karen as she was forced to get into the actual line. So, not the most exciting Karen story, but still a funny experience. Oh, and the sushi was dang good. Remembering it was actually the worst part of the story, because I went back to that mall a few months later and found out that the bar had closed. Oh, what? Miss you, sushi man. Hopefully you didn't have to deal with too many more Karens. Oh, that is a shame that that's closed down. Sounds like some great food and, you know, everyone loves a bit of sushi, I would have thought. But anyway, maybe that is the way to deal with Karens. You just like kind of ignore, accept that they're there, but ignore them shouting, shrieking, whatever, and just, you know, move on to an actual normal customer like OP who've been waiting in line like a normal person and just forget about them. Forget their existence. Just if you don't look at a Karen, rumors are they don't exist. At least that's what this man tried to do. And to be honest, I think it works. Like, instantly she was like, okay, I'm not getting served here. This has failed. No matter how much I shout, I'm not really getting noticed at all. Gonna get in line. It worked. Well done, that sushi man. I hope you're still making sushi now, wherever you are. If you're watching this video, get in contact, mate. I'm hungry. And now moving on to our final story of today's video. My foot's broken. No, you can't touch it. My grandpa has had trouble the last few weeks, so he's in hospital. About 2 weeks ago, my grandma invited her longtime friend over for a chat over lunch. We were having a nice talk in the living room. About 20 minutes after she arrived, there was a knock at the door. Now, a week before this, I fell down the stairs and actually broke my foot, so I couldn't go and answer it. My grandma, therefore, gets up, opens the door, and to her surprise, her friend's daughter, the entitled mum of this story, showed up with her son, a nice kid, as well. Of course, as we were not expecting this, she asked if she could come in. Being the nice lady my grandmother is, she welcomed her in. I'm sitting on the couch that is directly visible from the front door, and I'm trying to ignore all of this. I am extremely antisocial, but well, I can't even really move even if I wanted to. As she walks in, my dog greets them at the door, extremely excited. At this point, I call the dog over so that there are no problems. She's a hyper dog, so she can get a bit intense. The entitled mum follows the dog with her eyes, which leads her gaze onto me. She looks at my foot with a disgusted look. It's in a boot, halfway up my leg.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Well, hello there. What happened to your foot? Oh, I fell down the stairs when my foot got caught in the carpet. She walks over to me, staring intently at the boot on my left leg. All of a sudden, she reaches for it and begins undoing the Velcro, keeping it tight. I instinctively drop my other leg to move her away. "Why the hell would you kick me?" she snapped as I readjusted the boots. "I don't think you understood. It's broken. I can't take this off. Doctor's orders." "But I wanted to see it though." "I'm sorry. If I take it off, there's a chance it could misplace itself. And even if it didn't, it would hurt." "Well, I'll just be careful then." My son had strep throat as a kid, and I still sent him to school. Sorry, that is just so, what, why? That's just so, like, what a terrible parent. Anyway, you teenagers need to be more respectful and grow up. Right, so I've just looked it up. Strep throat is apparently very contagious. How irresponsible of a mother do you have to be to send your son to school when he is that? Like, what are you doing? Hearing this, my grandmother's friend, the entitled mother's mother, was annoyed. I was also getting a little annoyed at this point, and I called for my dad upstairs. Now, he already disliked this entitled mum, as did most people in my family, so I knew he had my back. "What's going on? I'm working." Your son thinks he's special because his foot is broken. He won't let me see it. My dad is a man from the South, and he values being polite and respectful. So this entitled mum really irritated him. Alrighty, if you want to see it, pay him, he said sarcastically. $500 and pay for the hospital bill. No, all I wanted was to see the foot. I should be able to do what I want. My son, my house, my rules. If you don't like it, you can leave. Before she could say anything, my grandmother's friend stood up and walked outside, extremely angry, which is very rare. She's actually one of the nicest ladies I've ever met. She apologized and demanded that her daughter, the entitled mum, walk out of the house and go home. She politely asked if we could take her home later, as she wanted to have a nice time without the drama, which nobody seemed to have a problem with. She's fairly old, 75 to 80, and doesn't like driving in the dark. As the kid got in the car, I could see he was super upset that they had to leave. He is very friendly, but is stuck with a horrible mother. My dad now prevents this entitled mum from coming to our house, but my grandmother's friend still comes over frequently. A lot of the time we have her over during the day when the entitled mum is at work and just doesn't know. Well, yeah, that's certainly one way to avoid her, but I kind of, you know, I want her to know, like, I want her to know to her face that she's actually not invited anymore and that she's just not welcome at all. So I kind of want, like, one of you who lives in the house, just go up to her and say, you know, your mum has actually been coming over to our house pretty much every day without you whilst you've been at work. Not because you've been at work, I must add, but because we don't want you over here. You're not invited. I never actually want to see you in my house ever again, and I just wanted to tell you to your face to let you know. Because that would be like, that would just be like justice, wouldn't it, to her face. So just going after someone's ankle, going after someone's foot, trying to touch their broken foot. Honestly, why? I don't know. It's funny, actually, my mum has just had an operation on one of her ankles, and if I was to go and touch it right now, I don't think there'll be any more videos on my channel. Let's just say that. Wouldn't be the best idea, would it? Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of r/entitledparents. I hope you loved it. And if you didn't, let me know down below. What can I improve in these videos? I always want to make the videos better. So if that includes beatboxing in future to cover up my mistakes, let me know if you want to see more of that. Leave me some more comments down below. What do you want to see? Different stories? Different hosts? Different me? Please don't say that. Let me know though, legit, I actually want to know. Comment down below. How could I improve the videos? Cheers guys, see you in a bit. Watch more, subscribe, and tell your mother you love her. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.